This week, we are going to be interviewing Slim Viking.
All that and more on the Midday Mumbles podcast.
Welcome back, guys, to episode 44 of the Midday Mumbles podcast. Today, we are being joined by Slim Viking, Viking for short. He is a, for lack of a better word, conspiracy theorist, and he has some crazy shit that he's gonna like unpack on this show, this podcast. It's gonna be epic. So yeah, why don't you take it away?
Okay, so first of all, if what we're wanting to do here is we're wanting to give extra context that's not being covered by the mainstream media to people who have only really gotten their information from the mainstream media. He got busted. His island got found out. You know, they figured out what he was doing on there. We all know what he was doing. We all know that him and his buddies was at least diddling kids on that island, at the very least. Straight up. Now, Disney cruise ships went to this island. Bill Clinton went to this island 26 times, to be exact. And now he's trying to say, oh, you know, I don't remember. Yeah, you don't remember
He's just got some old age dementia. That's all. I mean.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course. That's.
I mean, it was also minor. I mean, like.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, no. I went to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island 26 times to not rape kids. I believe it. No. So that dude's lying out his ass. First of all, and Hillary Clinton was on that island. Hell, Will Smith was on that island. And
was
that
he?
Don't surprise me. Oh yeah, dude. Eminem, fuck Slim Shady. Fucking Marshall Mathers III was on his flight log that they found in his home. Like all your favorite celebrities, all of your favorite politicians, especially Democratic and I mean Republicans too. Like, you know, most Republicans are corrupt as hell too. Excluding Trump, he's the one who's trying to save us from all the shit. If he wasn't. If he was one of them, he would not have been passing bills within his first 10 days in office to fight human sex trafficking. He would not have been, the arrests for pedophiles and sex traffickers has skyrocketed since he took office, completely skyrocketed. The thing with Epstein's Island, there's a whole list of stuff that just hasn't been covered by even Fox News, much less CNN and MSNBC, ABC, all of them. So this island used to be a military submarine base. It's got an underground like submarine base, and
right.
Wouldn't you know it, Ghislaine Maxwell just happens to have a submarine license. Go figure. Gee, I wonder what she used that for. Couldn't have been used to smuggle kids to the island, could it? And I mean, this island, like Epstein's Island, like even with all the stuff that hasn't even been covered about that yet, like this is just level one. Like
right.
Epstein was just the fall guy. Like there are so many other islands and areas owned by rich people, like ridiculously wealthy families that was
right.
used for crazy stuff, like human hunting grounds and stuff, man. It's like, okay. What was it called? I think it was called the Black Forest. It's this massive land that's owned by the Rothschilds in southern Austria, I believe it is. And out of nowhere, recently, they decided to just sell it off. Like, they just got rid of it. Like, why did they do that? There's a whole bunch of weird stuff that's been going on. Everybody knows about, like, the, like, 100-plus... CEOs of massive companies
yeah.
that just stepped yeah. down within like a month's time. That's fucking weird.
Well, a lot of that was following the whole Wayfair debacle, right?
No, actually, I believe that was beforehand when that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Wayfair got blown out of the water, and the timing on that was weird too, because like just hours before the whole internet blew up about it, me and a couple of friends like blew the ceiling off that thing. We figured it out ourselves, and then hours later everybody's blowing up about it on the internet. Like, we put it together from a Tom Hanks Instagram post. He had one of his abandoned glove photos, and right next to it, written in chalk on the concrete, was a SKU number. Now, if you look that up, a whole bunch of very questionable at best photos of little girls start popping up.
Really?
And it was connected to Wayfair. Now, the thing with the cabinets, I don't know if the surnames were attached to the cabinet descriptions and the titles, the item titles for the cabinets, but those silk pillows that were going for like 10 grand each. If you look, there was a surname, somebody's last name in those things. Because if you looked it up, there was always a weird word in it. And there was always like 1 to 5 of them in stock at a time. And if you look up the weird words that were in it, they turned out to be the surname of a kid that had gone missing.
Really?
Just coincidentally, right?
Well, I mean, coincidences happen. You know, sometimes your $10,000 silk pillows just wind up with the child's last name that went missing. It happens.
Random things. On a serious note, though, here's the thing. Okay, the first time is by chance. Second time is a coincidence. Third time is a pattern. That's how that works. There's no question about it. Okay. If there's other stuff that I found too on different websites and stuff. I think there was like some weird ass drawings like that looked like child drawings, but it was like a weird shit, like, you know, had pizza in it and,
right,
you know, certain political figures in it. And there was like one in stock and they were going for like 15 G's or more, like these weird items that were supposedly the cover up for selling kids and stuff. Just there was more than just the cabinets and the silk pillows too. And if I remember correctly, Ellen DeGeneres was selling one or more of those silk pillows on that damn website.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, dude, there's pictures of Ellen DeGeneres, and it looks like she's wearing sweatpants in all these photos and videos, and if you look at her ankle, it looks like she's got an ankle bracelet on. Now, I don't know if they're just trying to screw with us or whatever, but what the hell else would be underneath her fucking pant leg besides a big-ass ankle bracelet?
I don't think you could hide that, though, because people with ankle, they're sex offenders. They get the ankle bracelet, but that would be publicly known then, because sex offenders are publicly listed.
Not necessarily. Not with the magnitude of this, man. Like, people, you got to understand. Okay, so like Julian Assange, right? The guy who runs WikiLeaks. He said that I'm pretty sure it was Julian Assange who said, he said when everything comes to light, like when everything gets really revealed, 98% of Washington is going to fall. Like, literally almost all of our government is involved in human trafficking, money laundering, and a lot of other crazy stuff, man. Like the fact that our country is technically a corporation because we went into debt and we got bought out by the Rothschilds, as far as I understand. Like your birth certificate, there's a reason your name is written in all caps. There's a reason you've got a serial number. There's a reason there's a description of the product on your birth certificate. Now, that's the same thing with the Constitution. It's written in all caps, right? It's the same way that a corporation writes their name as well as the names of their subsidiaries and of their products.
Right, right.
The Constitution of the United States of America, written in all caps, is for the corporation. That's totally different than the Constitution for the Republic of the United States of America, which only has capital letters on the beginning of each of the words.
Okay, but with people's names, with birth certificates, a lot of stuff is done by computers now, and a lot of stuff, it's just better to have things generalized. So I don't see how having things in all caps and labeling people kind of like you would products, I would think that could just be an efficiency thing, not necessarily a thing worth conspiracizing over. What is in there that's necessarily too concerning?
It's kind of difficult for me to remember each and every last detail. Sure. each and every last detail. I've only been researching all this type of stuff since like April of this year, but I've got people who've explained it to me time and time again. It's just, it's a lot to remember. But
right now, I understand, and
you can look the stuff up yourself and take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. Obviously, right. You know, go look it up yourself, see what you can find, and you know, just make your own decision on it. But I know for a fact that, like the Titanic. That was an inside job. There were three of the richest men on earth at the time, who all happened to oppose the Federal Reserve System. They all were explicitly invited on that ship. That ship went down. They all died. The very next year, in April of 1913, the Federal Reserve System went into effect, and that's also when income tax became a thing. And if I remember right, I think it was like maybe the 1930s, was it? Or it could have been 1913. It was the early 1900s where birth certificates even became a thing. Like, people didn't even always have birth certificates. And supposedly, I say that for the technicality, supposedly the reason for the birth certificates was to have paperwork on people for you to be as collateral. And the way that you are deemed as collateral is how much they deem your worth is your projected earnings over your lifetime, you know, depending on what family you're born into and this and that. But there's, okay. I'm kind of going all over the place, but
yeah,
there's,
well, sure.
That's just some of the stuff that I've dug into. But like I said, look all that stuff up yourself and make your own discernment. I've just recently been getting into stuff like common law and everything like that.
Right.
But the thing with Jeffrey Epstein, he was the fall guy. Like, if you think all the stuff that came out about Jeffrey Epstein was bad, like, you're gonna lose your mind when the rest of it comes out. Like,
no, you know, you're listening to you on this whole thing, you're basically saying that the whole government, all the politicians, all like the Hollywood actors, all that, they're all pedophiles that are like stealing kids and stuff like that. What the, like, it's crazy. It's a lot to take in. It really is.
Yes, I'm very, yes, you hit the nail on the head.
How do you
are exactly correct, sir.
How do you believe that? Like, so the people listening at home, or, you know, on the,
you
go,
gotta ease yourself into it.
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
That's the main way you can.
It's kind of crazy to think that this is all happening. So something I want you to talk about, that you were telling us in a previous call, was the whole Bill Clinton, right? Or no, it was the Clintons and Obama. How they were like sneaking kids into the White House.
No, dude, I've got the email on my computer. Yeah, no, that was part of WikiLeaks. Okay, she said Hillary Clinton had said, sent an email out, right?
Right.
And she said, it was an email to Obama. And she said, you know, you're the president, you can do what you like, but operating out of the White House isn't what I originally had in mind. The hot dogs can come, but if you make a spectacle out of it, that's going to be our downfall. Our downfall. Hot dogs. what in the hell is Obama spending $65,000 on a shipment of hot dogs from Chicago at 1 o'clock in the morning for
the
a party?
They're the finest hot dogs. They're the finest hot dogs. They're literally immaculate, and people are just going to be mad that he's spending so much of his money on hot dogs, because, I mean, they're just hot dogs.
they're just hot dogs. They're just made out of gold. He ordered a bunch of golden hot dogs to the White House. Yeah, no, that email makes no sense whatsoever until you find out that hot dogs and pizza and stuff like that are on the FBI's website listed as code words for pedophiles. Hot dogs means little boys. Obama was raping kids in the White House, straight up.
Okay, so you said that's on the FBI's website. Because something I've been meaning to mention, but I didn't want to interrupt, is how do you even find this information? Like, you say people look it up, but every time I've ever tried to find any of this more strange information, it's impossible to find it. You just get CNN links to stuff that's not even what you're looking for.
Yeah, right here. This is actually WikiLeaks.org. It's got it right here. 31st of January, 2007. Symbols and logos used by pedophiles to identify sexual preferences. the Boy Lover logo, B logo, is a small blue spiral-shaped triangle surrounded by a larger triangle, whereby the small triangle represents a small boy and the larger triangle represents an adult man. A variation of the B logo is the Little Boy Lover logo, which is also embodies a small spiral-shaped triangle within a larger triangle. However, the corners of the LB logo are rounded to resemble a scribbling by a young child. Yeah, and then it's got the symbols below. And this, I mean, this is on WikiLeaks.
Right.
So right. I guess WikiLeaks, you know, you know, that holds as much weight as you're willing to carry. But I believe everything that comes out on WikiLeaks, because everything so far has turned out to be completely true.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Julian Assange needs to be acquitted.
Well, WikiLeaks is the level of reliability of WikiLeaks is dependent on the leaker. It's not, you know, anyone could put anything on WikiLeaks, if I'm not mistaken.
Technically, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I mean, even, you know, even if you can't find it necessarily on the FBI website, take this into consideration. And I've seen you can find it yourself. Look up, there's Marilyn Manson and what's his name? Buddy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Gene Wilder?
The actor. No. The remake.
Johnny Depp?
It's not Leonardo DiCaprio. It's
Johnny Depp?
It's other boy. Yes, Johnny Depp. Marilyn Manson, Johnny Depp. They both got friendship tattoos, and it's both that spiral shit. The Pope wears that shit on all of his stuff. Beyonce, Jay-Z, whole bunch of different celebrities have those same symbols all over the place. Like, it's creepy how common that stuff is used. And you said you found that
on the FBI's website?
No, I just did a quick search here, and the FBI WikiLeaks is what popped up for me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm damn certain I've been to the FBI's website and found it on there. Like, I looked it up. I clicked on a link and I looked at the URL, and I was on the FBI's website, and they had the stuff listed. I'm trying to find it again.
If the FBI has this information, what do you think would lead them to not really, I mean, they're clearly making it public. So what's making them make it somewhat public, but also not really?
Because the FBI was completely corrupt under the Obama administration. It was entirely full of people. The CIA was snatching up kids themselves. Look up Ted Gunderson. He blew the whistle on that shit years ago.
Sure. But what I mean is, why is there any information? I would think it'd be one or the other, no information or all of the information.
Because with that way of thinking, you're under the impression that the absolute entirety, every single human being that is involved with that stuff is just a straight up satanic pedophile. But really is, it's not necessarily that deep where it's a total takeover. It's infiltration, you know what I'm saying? So you've still got people that work for the FBI that, you know, would totally disagree with stuff like that. So they got to keep them, they got to keep certain workers
it's kind of like a Venn diagram where there's some FBI and there's some pedophile and there's overlap, but there's also not overlap.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, I mean, they've got to make it, and obviously it's towards the public as well. You know, they got to make it seem, if you're running something like that, you got to make it seem like you're trying to put an end to the issue. Like, for example, CPS and Amber Alert, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that they've been involved in child trafficking as well. Why does that make sense? Because yes. And why does that make sense? Because what better way to disguise you being a child trafficking pedophile than to run an organization that is supposedly meant to help kids? What better way to hide yourself? What's name a better cover for yourself than that?
So why isn't this, if all these people are blowing the whistle, right, and all this information is accessible to from you or I, we could find it. I could find it from what you're saying. Isaac could find it. How come, and I kind of already know the answer to this, but how come the mainstream media isn't picking up on this shit? How come they're not reporting and you know, exposing these people.
You should look into Anderson Cooper. That's what you should do, and you'll figure it out real quick. Anderson Cooper is a damn pedophile. yeah, they Anderson Cooper and what's his name? Cuomo, the dude,
Chris
the
Cuomo,
dude, the anchor for the news. Yeah, is it Chris Cuomo that's the news CNN. Anchor, not the governor?
Yeah, CNN. Yeah, okay, I don't know what his brother's
Cuomo,
name is.
Yeah, he's a,
I mean, you can look at on it you can look at Chris Cuomo and kind of see he's definitely a creep to at least some extent. He just looks that way. He just
so how did yeah, these easy. How did these people how did these people get into power? Like all like you're literally saying that everyone, like all the celebrities, all the politicians, are, you know, pedophiles with you know, like the sex rings. So how did they
because
get into
the
power?
Shit goes back to ancient times.
Okay.
Because it goes back to ancient times. Right. Okay. So check it out. Right. Here's how it's easy, because people for some reason got it in their minds that there's some kind of hard line drawn between, you know, pre-industrial revolution and after the industrial revolution, especially since, you know, the world started running on computers and stuff, you know, high tech and all that. It's like, no, there was emergence and people were still alive and people were in power during those convergences of technology. What you do is when you live in ancient times, let's say you're starting there and you're into a bunch of satanic weird shit that's really easy to get away with because there's not cameras everywhere yet, and you're already in power, you just got to keep a close trace on your bloodline. Keep the power and the money within the bloodlines, keep the information within the bloodlines, and the bloodlines that you fuck with, don't fuck with anybody else outside those bloodlines, and then keep yourselves in power. That's all you got to do. They were just already in power. Like, yeah, it goes into the 13 bloodlines, the, you know, of the Illuminati and this and that and the other. And dude, I know that a lot of stuff that I'm going to say here, like Illuminati and things like that, that all sounds like really cliche and this and that. Yeah. Well, that's kind of part of the point too. They make you think that it sounds ridiculous so that you won't believe it. That's probably one of their best weapons, is the fact that people think the shit sounds ridiculous, but it's not. It does sound like a damn horror movie. Who do you think has control over fucking Hollywood? They make the shit cliche so that you won't believe it. It's like, oh, you watch too many damn movies. It's like, no, apparently you don't watch enough fucking movies, because the symbolism's all there. They've been drip feeding the shit in front of your face for a long time. Come to find, and people are like, okay, first of all, one of the first questions is going to be, well, if they're really doing that stuff, why would they shove it in our faces like that? That seems pretty stupid. Well, on top of, not only is the best place to hide something in plain sight, but on top of that, they're actually required to do it by their own religious doctrine. It's called ritual mocking of the victims. We're the victims. Literally, it's a ritual mocking. That's why they dangle the shit in front of your face. And again, it's just the best place to hide something is in plain sight. If they put enough of the stuff in the movies, in all these different cinematic universes to make, you know, in all these quote unquote fake universes, so that when people come out about the truth, that's the response they get. Oh, you've been watching too many damn movies. That's your problem.
Too many damn movies. So easy. Okay, so you've said this in a previous call, that Trump is kind of the end to all of this. Trump, nice vape smoke, but yeah. But you've said that Trump, you even said, and I want you to explain this to our listeners, you know, the whole prophecy of the Trumps, because I found that extremely interesting. You know, the you know how like Barron and all that, it was like in books that were published years ago, and I think that's very interesting, so I'll let you get into that.
His name is Ingersoll Lockwood. Just so I got in front of my face, I pretty much got this stuff memorized at this point anyway. But yeah, right here, Ingersoll Lockwood. In fact, the books can be found on a government website. That's where I pulled them up and had started reading some of them, or a couple of them. He wrote like three books. Two of them are important. One of them is called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Adventures. Yeah, the first one was called Little Baron Trump. The second one was Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey, I think. Yeah, Marvelous Underground Journey. And Then he wrote a book called The Last President. Now, The Last President predicted Trump's presidency. It's now you got this little boy called Barron Trump. Now, who's Barron? Trump.
Yep. Yep.
Donald Trump's youngest kid. Okay. So that's, you know, by chance. That's the first one. Second, we'll go out with, is going to be a coincidence. He gets he follows around a man that he calls Don, the Master of Masters. That's coincidence. Now we're about to start a pattern, because this is number three. Predicted the address of Trump Tower. He called it Trump Castle, but it was the address of Trump Tower, Fifth Avenue, New York. That was written in the books. Now, these books were written over 120 years ago, all of them. The Last President was published in the year 1900. So all of these books were written over 120 years ago. And so you got it, and it says in The Last President, a wealthy outsider candidate, I don't remember the exact quote, but essentially that nobody would want to win, ends up taking the presidency, and it pisses people off so bad that they, quote, rebelled against those who had oppressed them all those years. So what's that? Now we're at 4 or 5 coincidences. That's the presidential prediction and the prediction of the riots that have been going on. And here's number 6. He added a man to his cabinet named Pence.
Bro, it's crazy. It's like, you can't make this shit up.
No, you can't make this shit up. And if you did, you'd be called fucking stupid. But you can find this. Look it up. Look it up right now. If you're listening to this.
What's the name of this?
Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey and The Last President. Those are two different books. The Last President that was written in 1900. The author was Ingersoll Lockwood.
Yeah, 1900. Holy shit.
And you can read these books. I'm pretty sure you can find both of them on a government website. I don't remember which.
Yeah, Google Books offers it for free. You can read the whole thing.
No kidding. There you go.
I mean,
there's plenty of YouTube videos. If you don't feel like reading the whole book, there's plenty of YouTube videos of people going through the books and just highlighting all the,
because my first
stuff.
My first assumption would have been, or rather kind of is, that it's a recent book made to look old, but if it's definitely from that time frame, having that many coincidences is just odd. I don't really know how to
Ingersoll Lockwood, born 1841, Ossining, New York, died the 30th of 1918.
It's funny, if you look at Barron Trump's travel and adventures, the cover, the original cover actually has a painting of a man that looks just like Donald Trump.
No kidding. And Barron Trump, the drawing of the little boy's face. Yeah, if you look at the drawing of the little boy's face, that looks like Barron Trump as well.
Exactly. So this is pretty crazy stuff.
Do you know any background on the writer of this? Have you looked into that at all? Or
yeah, I just pulled him up. I just told you, Ingersoll Lockwood. I got it right here. He was born in 1841 in Ossining, New York, and he died in 1918 in Saratoga Springs, New York.
He was
so
it's
definitely
lawyer.
Not a recent book.
Right.
No, he's an American. He was an American
lawyer
and
a writer.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff. So you had said that you think. You know that Trump is the last president. And I thought that was extremely crazy. You know what I mean? When you had said that the first time. But I want you to just tell Isaac and the listeners.
Yeah, if anybody knows what Q is, and I'm pretty sure you do at this point, there have been several Q drops that say this is not another 4-year election.
Do you think that
it's really not.
So, okay. He still has to get reelected, right? So do you think that, let's say he by chance doesn't get reelected, you know, let's say that there's, you know, voter fraud or whatever. And we've talked about this many times, the mail-in voting. What if he doesn't get reelected? Like, does that mean the quote air quotes prophecy is destroyed, or
not necessarily, because we really won't technically have another president, because what's going to happen is the new world order. We're going to go into a one world government, and that's going to be it. Is the United Nations is going to take over. If Hillary Clinton had won, like, we'd be screwed. We'd already have vaccines forced into us. There'd be blue helmets on our soil. We'd already be thrown into FEMA camps and shit. That would have already happened. I mean, Alex Jones has been saying this shit for like 30 years.
So Alex Jones,
like straight, there's been plenty of people. Yeah. Alex Jones, personally, I'm on the fence about. I don't know if he's a shill or not. I don't know if he's controlled opposition. I think him and David Icke both might be controlled opposition, but I haven't looked enough into it to figure out whether they are or they're not. But there still is a lot of truth to what both of those guys talk about. And yes, I'm talking about Draco reptilians and stuff like that, but y'all ain't ready for that conversation just yet. That's a few more steps down the rabbit hole. we'll keep it a little more realistic.
Let's keep on going.
let's keep on going. He says, screw it, dive. Well, that requires a lot of context, because first, right, I would have to scientifically explain how it's even possible for those things to exist.
Go for it. We got time.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if you want to talk about interdimensional beings, let's give perspective. We're third dimensional beings and we see two dimensions. We get the illusion of a third dimension because of singular light source and shadows. Now let's take it down a step. Let's say you're a second dimensional being and you see in one dimension. That means there's no height or width. You just see a line across. This is your vision. Just a horizontal line. Okay. Now a second dimensional object comes into your field of vision. Let's say it's a circle. What is this going to look like in your field of vision? What it's going to look like is a dot when the bottom of the circle touches your field of vision. And as it drops through, the object will widen into a wider line. And then after it hits the center and starts to, the top half of it starts to drop below your field of vision, that line is going to shrink. And then it'll, you know what I'm saying? You can visualize, yep, what I'm talking about there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how you would see a second dimensional object dropping through a one dimensional field of vision. So all you got to do is take that and just apply it to higher dimensions. So literally a fourth, fifth, sixth, any higher dimensional being perfectly has the capability of stepping into your field of view, at least partially, right here in my bedroom, and then just stepping out of my field of view. But, and I can't see those higher dimensions because I exist on a lower dimensional plane, but those higher dimensional beings have the ability of witnessing and seeing all of the dimensions below it.
Right.
So it can see me, but I can't see it. That's exactly how you explain that. It's really easy. It's totally possible. And, in fact, I think it's probable. Now this goes in, because like I said, I just recently connected the dots and figured that my genetics, the way that I look exactly like Nordics, right? Like, and so I've recently just been getting into Norse mythology and stuff, and I'm thinking that stuff is, as well as the Book of Enoch, Christianity, all that stuff is explaining the, you know, the Sumerian tablets, the Anunnaki. All of that stuff is explained in the same stories. The Luciferian rebellion, he was literally a red dragon. He was a Draco reptilian. And I'm thinking it might have been one third of the Atlanteans that were created, right, that were the angels. They were the light beings, the light workers that had rebelled with Lucifer. And, you know, Odin and Loki and, you know, Thor, they were, you know, you got Asgard, and then you got their nine rings of hell or whatever that exist. I don't remember exactly how this guy had explained it. I got the screenshots on my phone, but basically those stories are explaining the same creation story. We were created by interdimensional extraterrestrials. Now with Norse mythology, you've also got a lot of astrology, and you've got a star cluster with seven stars in it that are known as the seven sisters, and they've and the Seven Sisters, that star cluster called the Pleiades is actually referenced in almost all ancient mythology, including Native Americans. The Pleiadians are referenced pretty much everywhere. Now those are the positive beings. Now there were factions that broke off, like the Tall Whites, the Nordics. The Nordic Pleiadians. Now they've got factions that broke off and decided they wanted to be hell bent on domination as well. But we still got the positive beings that got our best interest at heart. And they're the ones that have been fighting the Draco Reptilians for like ever now, because the Draco Reptilians got kicked out of their own homeland because they caused too much strife and chaos, because they're negatively charged beings. Right. And they feed off of our energy. That's why they want to keep us in fear. That's why they want to keep us scared. They want to keep us paranoid and hateful and spiteful, because those are all emotions that are connected to lower vibrational frequencies. They're connected to the third dimension to keep us trapped in this third dimensional matrix that they've built. Now, if you're stuck in that, then they can control you. We're all slaves to fucking reptiles, basically. That's essentially what I'm getting at here. We're all slaves to reptilians, and they keep you in those lower dimensional frequencies so that they can control you. Because if you're scared of everything, they can control you. The more and more afraid of things out in life you are, the less likely you are to live. If you're afraid of crossing the street because you can get hit by a car, you're less likely to cross the street.
Exactly.
You know, if you're afraid of, you know what I'm saying? If you're afraid of heights, you're less likely to go skydiving or climb a mountain. It's simple. The more shit you're afraid of, the less likely you are to live your life freely. The more afraid of death you are, the less likely you are to live, straight up. So they keep us afraid of shit. They taught us lies about death. Death is not the end of consciousness. Essentially, it's just the death of your memories. It just wipes the slate clean. But even that's arguable. There are people who have claimed to remember their past lives and shit. Now, that's basically what we're seeing right now, is an end to this shit. Because, I mean, you can look a shit ton of videos up on YouTube. You can look at a shit ton of different blogs.
I'm sure we could.
there's plenty of people explaining it. Now, there is bogus stuff going around, and it's hard to sift through the nonsense, because obviously you're not going to find any government documents on this shit. If they're all being controlled by the motherfuckers, they're not going to want any proof of it out there. So it's really just up to your own discernment. You can make up your own mind. Personally, the way that I do it is I listen to a bunch of different stories from as many different sources as I possibly can, and I stick to the consistencies. Because if people are coming up with bullshit on their own, then the story is going to change. So the consistencies in these stories are what's most likely to be the truth. Essentially, we've got reptiles underneath the earth, and they agree to remain under the earth as long as we keep feeding them. And they,
Isaac, are you getting this shit? Are you getting this shit?
I'm hearing it.
Yo, look up ancient carvings and sculptures of reptilian humanoids, dude. Explain that shit. Explain that shit logically to me. I might have jumped the gun on this, but nobody so far has been able to explain that shit.
Wait, so what is it? Reptile sculpture type things that look kind of humanoid?
Yeah, there's lots of paintings and stuff that show them eating people and shit too, and that's from like way back in the day. I'm talking ancient times.
So you're saying that they're living under the world?
Yeah, beneath the earth's surface, supposedly.
Right.
That's where you get your old wives' tales of, you know, crocodiles in the sewers that'll snatch your kids up and shit.
I would chalk this up to being just ancient people were weird. They made weird stuff. They believed in weird gods. They believed in, you know, stuff like that. But
I mean you're free to have that opinion. Personally, I call baloney. I call baloney because the Greeks, the Egyptians, and the Sumerians, all of these like first civilizations, all had essentially the same creation stories. Again, consistencies. They just had different names for the gods or whatever. My opinion, the gods that, you know, they from heaven to earth came is found in pretty much all of their creation stories. And those from heaven to earth came, as far as I'm concerned, were the fucking aliens. Yeah, supposedly there was an ancient fucking, like an ancient war, you know, the war in the heavens, that the battle in the heavens in the beginning that even Christianity talks about. This is the battle between the Pleiadians and the reptilians, because Earth is a free will sector, and the reptilians ended up winning that battle, and then they just fucking enslaved everybody.
You've been going on a lot about religion. What is your thought on religion?
I will say that I'm not here to shake anybody's faith. I do not believe at all that the existence of extraterrestrials negates the existence of God. Elohim actually translates to many gods, and I believe that's just representative of extraterrestrials. And the Bible also says that the Lord, according to the Lord thy God, he said, "My house has many mansions." Take that for however you want.
Yeah. So do you think that religion is kind of a ploy to get people to look the other way, to think that, oh, well, this stuff isn't going on?
The Vatican's been hiding the truth from us in their underground vaults for fucking ever, dude. Religion, King James was a 33rd degree Freemason. If you know anything about high ranking Freemasons, you know that shit's bogus. They came up with religion to keep people scared. Oh, if you can't question God at all, if you question any writings in this book, so you're gonna burn for all of fucking eternity. Man, that sounds like a real loving God to me. First of all, all you got to do is think of it in simple terms, like I keep explaining. If you compare it to simple terms, how would you as a father want your children to be? Would you want them to ask questions and figure shit out for themselves, or would you just want them to blindly follow whatever the fuck people tell them?
I mean, ask questions, obviously, look into it, make an educated opinion.
Exactly. You would want them to make their own discernment.
You know, what kind of makes humans' ability special is that we have a form of creativity, and we can make assumptions. That's what makes us so successful and so capable. That's why we can make things, because we can connect things, and that's just a part of us. We should obviously do that. We should make use of that. If we didn't, we would be no different than all the other animals roaming around. We'd be no different than dogs. We'd be, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's hell, just fucking a fun fact for you. Dolphins are smarter than we are. They actually have a 40% larger cerebral cortex than we have, and they have a very, very intricate language that we can't even figure out how to translate.
Right.
They use very specific, they actually have names for their young.
Sonar.
They emit particular frequencies to call their young to them. That some lady was working on like a Rosetta Stone type of thing, but they for years now they can't figure out how to translate these things language, but we can tell by the data that we've collected that they do have a very particular intricate kind of language, like they do speak to each other. And supposedly dolphins and whales are our Pleiadian soul family. Just some of the extraterrestrial crap that I've dug into. All I can tell you straight up, like just as a disclosure kind of thing, pre-disclosure, is this world is not what we've been told it is. This world definitely is nothing like what we've been told it is. That much I fully believe. And like I said, I think that it's just up to each individual human being to just do their own research and come up with their own logical conclusions. And like I said, you know, I'm not here to shake nobody's faith or nothing. Like, I'm not saying that Jesus was not, did not exist. I'm not saying that he wasn't an of significant importance or anything like that. He was a real man. As a matter of fact, his real name was Yeshua. That's what his people called him. And, you know, I just know for a fact as well that King James, what was it? Was it King James the sixth or the fifth? One of the two. He was a 33rd degree Freemason. You can find it online. I forget what website. I think it's one of Scotland's lodge websites or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
They've got him listed.
Isaac talks about the Freemasons quite a bit, actually.
Well, I have. I was
my dad's
I've,
in the
I've
Mason.
That
so
they're a bit sketch.
So
well, he's
you...
a low-ranking Mason. He don't
exactly.
know what they're really up to.
If he, I hope he doesn't listen to this episode because he'll be like, God damn it! But yeah. Yeah, let's go into that a little
I
bit.
I just
want to
hang
out
with my buddies and drink. I just want to hang out with my buddies, drink lemonade, and like, I don't know, be old.
Well, we're definitely not saying he's into some evil shit. I'll tell you that. He's cool. He's you know, they don't tell those lower ranking guys what's really going on. That ain't their fault.
I think something else that'd be interesting to talk about is how do you even learn to digest this sort of information? Because I hear it, and you just sound like a nutcase to me. but
you got to ease people into it, and you right. got you guys told me to just go off, so I just started going off.
Yeah. I wanna hear what you have to say.
You gotta ease yourself into it, man. It's like I mean, obviously, like for your average Joe, I would say the first place to start, and this is if any time in history was the best time to start attempting to digest this kind of stuff would be now. And a great starting point is to just do your own research and look at the real numbers and find that COVID-19 is bullshit. It's less dangerous than the common flu. And as a matter of fact, that's what it exactly is. Look it up. There were 5 Democratic governors and 5 Democratic ran states who forced COVID-19 patients into nursing homes because they know the old people are the people that are most likely to die from it. And that's where around 40% of the deaths in this country came from. That's systematic murder. Governor Cuomo killed people by doing that shit. It's all bullshit, and they didn't give a fuck. The only reason they did that was because they wanted to be able to amp their death numbers up. There's videos of doctors, straight up real doctors who made videos, and they started getting deleted off social media platforms, and they were coming out saying that they were getting threatened and bribed to falsify death records. If you tested positive for coronavirus, not even COVID-19, and first of all for context, coronavirus is a family of viruses that includes the common cold and the common flu. It's not specific to COVID-19 at all by any means. And if you tested positive for coronavirus, then you died from a heart attack or you got hit by a fucking car. They exactly. were going to write it down. They wrote it down as COVID-19 killed you, specifically COVID-19. And that's how they got their death numbers up. And this is fact.
I think the whole COVID-19 being kind of falsified is one of the few sort of conspiracy theories that are getting to the point of being generally accepted by just anybody.
Well, hospitals,
I'm by no means someone that typically follows or believes in conspiracy theories, but there is no way you're going to convince me that the whole COVID-19 thing isn't blown way out of proportion.
Right. They said that the hospitals were going to be filled, right? They're going to be flooded. There's videos of teams of nurses dancing on fucking video because they were empty. They had no work to do. It's bullshit. It's because they want the mail-in voting because they want to steal the election. I call it the election infection. That's what it really is. That, at least here in America, that's what it's about. They want to steal it because they wanted us to go into the new world order, and that shit isn't even secret anymore either. They don't even hide the shit, not anymore. Because so many people, so many young people, are so accepting of like communism and shit now in one world government. The young people, they all want the shit now, thinking that it's a good idea. Like, when has big government ever been a good idea, much less one world government?
Right. I mean, it's kind of slowly crept up on us as socialism. And socialism was a bad thing for the longest time. And now people are, I believe in this socialist idea, and I believe in this socialist idea. And then their ideas that they're saying are starting to be borderline communist. Because socialism and communism are like, you know.
They're one and the same. It's the same shit. It's two different words for the same shit. Debate me. Anybody. Go ahead. It's the same shit. Those are two different words for the same thing.
Potato. Communism, socialism, Marxism.
They come from the same ideology. They come from the same ideology. They're just maybe different extremity levels.
Yeah, true.
But Marxism is similar as well.
Socialism definitely leads to communism.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely, you're right. It leads, and if it's not communism, it's a slippery slope straight into it.
And every example there's ever been of true communism is, it has never been once not corrupt. Things like that are clearly wrong, but yet it's being pushed and it's being accepted. So that's something that I can very much so level with you about. That's something I can very easily agree with you about.
Right. So, okay, now take this. Now, Matt, okay, just hold that thought. Now think this. We all know where the ideas for communism, socialism came from. What Gage just said, Marxism. That was the bedrock for the shit. Now, this guy wrote the plan for the New World Order down. And again, you can find this. He wrote the fucking script for World War I, World War II, and eventually a World War III that would lead the world into such economic and violent chaos that a one world government would have to step in to save everybody. Now, again, you can find that. Now, here's what I want you to think about. You know that it comes from Marxism. You know that communists just want to control everything. So it's not that far-fetched at all that there have always been assholes with way too much fucking political power and influence that want to run everything, that want to fucking control all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You had Adolf Hitler. I mean, that happened. That was real. He literally tried to take over the fucking world.
Yeah.
Straight up. So it's not even that far-fetched of an idea. The only thing that people can't seem to wrap their heads around is that shit is still around today. Somehow everybody just convinced themselves that it just disappeared. Like that, like the whole idea, who's trying to steal your freedom? No, nobody's trying to steal your freedom. Who's trying to steal all Americans' freedoms? First of all, a lot of motherfuckers, straight up. Obviously, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. When we talk about our soldiers going and talking about fighting for our freedom and shit, yeah, straight up, still fighting for our fucking freedom. At the very least, they're posted up in case somebody comes over here and tries some shit. Well, mm-hmm. They're already here. Unfortunately, they figured out how to breed our kids to want to take our fucking freedom. And that's why you see BLM and Antifa in the streets burning shit down, because they're throwing a motherfucking hissy fit for whatever the hell reason. But more than that, they're getting paid to do it. I found a fucking website for the damn Antifa prepaid debit cards and shit. It's a fucking German website. It's straight the fuck up. They are getting paid. Somebody took a picture of the shit in his hand. They have debit cards. They're paying these people. How do you think? Now, why do you think this shit popped off so immensely and consistently for so long? Okay, because like here in town, we had some people try to loot some shit, but the cops put an end to that shit real quick, and nobody's tried some shit since. You'd think that that's how it would have been all over the place, but no, there have been riots in certain places like Oregon night after night after night for like 90 plus days. You really think these motherfucking soy boys, these puss ass Antifa some bitches got the energy for that shit unless they're getting paid for it? Come the fuck on. Come the fuck on. Bullshit. You're bullshitting.
I mean, and the proof is in the pudding with Trump. The actions he's done have not followed any sort of course that would lead us into, you know, a takeover, or, you know, it's led to more individual freedoms, not taking those away.
Oh, exactly.
It's led to more peaceful United States, not, you know, it's
easy.
Right.
Dude, are you aware of some of the like just general personal favors he's done for people he had never even met before? like way back in the day too. Like he's always been a good man and a very generous man. Like there's been plenty of them. I forget a lot of the in particulars, but there was a whole list of them, and I fact checked all of them, and they all turned out to be true. Like this dude used to throw money around like it was fucking nothing, like just to like help people. Like there was this woman whose business got fucked up. I don't remember how it, I don't think she went bankrupt. I think it caught fire or something like that. I don't know, but he bailed her out. He wrote her a check, and it was, I don't remember how much it was, but it was over $10,000.
Yeah. So just to add something on, I read his book, the Art of the Deal, and in the book, and you can actually do research on this. In the 1980s, Ronald Reagan, the president, had passed some legislation to make farmers, you know, farming of it made it so there was so much regulation, people were losing their farms. And Trump came in and saved like 10 farms. He was bailing. He bought the farms. You know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that he spent to save these families. And their families, by the way, these aren't big farm corporations. This isn't like Walmart has a chicken farm. We're talking like family farms in, you know, Southern America. And he saved them. And he's evil. You know, he's compared to Hitler. But he's saving these. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's crazy.
Yeah, they smear him with literally anything that they can, man. Like there's been plenty of people throughout the decades that have said this, that have said the same thing. If you tell somebody some shit enough, they're eventually going to start to believe it. Like it's just basic psychology.
So yeah, hey, if you guys want to listen to Slim Viking, he's got his own YouTube channel. But word from our sponsor. And we're back. I want to thank Slim Viking for coming on the show. This was a unique episode, to say the least.
Definitely different.
So yeah, like I said, check out Slim Viking, link in the description. He has his own show. What is your upload schedule? When can people listen to your next conspiracy video?
Sometime soon. I definitely don't have any kind of following to really be on that type of a schedule thing or nothing, but I did just go over a name change. It was called the Crooniverse. That's what you'll see on all the videos that are currently uploaded. The most interesting, as far as your listeners are probably pretty political, I would check out the episode that I went over about the documents I got my hands on with George Bush Sr. and right. the supposed court case that he went through under common law, and the charges that he was found guilty of, including child trafficking. As far as my next upload, sometime soon, probably.
Awesome. Awesome. And hey, yeah, if you guys want to see more, maybe we can have him on again. Maybe we can have Slim on again sometime and talk about the Bushes, because we didn't have enough time for that.
true.
So I hope you guys all did enjoy. Remember, check him out one more time. And I've been Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And we're signing off. Yeah. Signing off. Have a good one.
See you later.